Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Patricia Sigmund is the name of the book, Six Steps to Creating Profit. She is one of our profit experts in the Brain Trust. Give us your website again, please, one more time.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Check it out. And I know your book's available wherever books are sold. Folks, we're talking about making the tough decisions. And you brought up outsourcing last segment, Pat, and I'm so glad you did, because I've said for a long time that outsourcing, the whole outsourcing phenomenon, the whole outsourcing philosophy, the whole outsourcing universe that's really come to life in the last 20-something years has been the greatest thing to happen to small business since the PC. And I saw it happening, Pat. I saw this thing unfolding in the marketplace when I saw companies getting rid of their employees and hiring them back as contractors. And people would you know, when I started calling on companies, Pat, many decades ago, if I drove up to a plant, the guy cutting the yard was an employee. The guy painting the wall was an employee. The guy taking the garbage out was an employee. Now, none of those people are employees. They're all contractors. And that's created a whole – it's one of the reasons why the economy – the U.S. economy has exploded in the last 20 years and is because of the outsourcing opportunities, Pat. And so here's the question. Here's my magic question. I want to get you to respond to it. Ask your employees, ask your team about anything that you do. Must this be done in-house? What do you think, Pat?
Yeah. Well, I think I have a different answer than many of the employees would have, but and especially clients that haven't done it before. And I try to outsource as much as I can. It works for everyone. And it isn't easy, like I said. Sometimes you have people and you have to manage people who are working away from you, who have many clients, and they might not respect your deadlines. And you have to work all this out, and you have to engage a person around schedules and deliverables more than maybe you would if it was an employee that you could see every day. But it definitely is a savings. For a small business, you can go up, you can go down, you can increase it, mm-hmm. reduce it. Yeah, and you have to have a few people. You can't rely on the one person. That relationship can get stale also.
But the things you're managing now, though, you're not managing an employee and a project. Mm-hmm. You're managing a contract, aren't you?
You are. You're managing a contract, and you have to keep in mind when you make the contract what it is you're expecting, when it's supposed to be done, and measure accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But once you get aligned to this, once you get used to it, once it becomes part of your world, you'll become a pro at it. You'll actually start saying, "Wait a minute, you know, I can, you know." And don't try to do everything at once. I'd recommend, Pat, they find one thing that absolutely positively they're not good at, and give that to somebody else. Might be payroll, might be accounting. Who knows what it could be. Whatever you're the worst at in your business, give that to a contractor, right? Would you say that would be a good place to start?
I think it's a great place. And you know, going into LinkedIn and Craigslist and these places, you'd be amazed.
Or ask, there. You know what amazed. I do? I ask other business owners, people that I mm-hmm. rely on, people that I you know what? They do the same thing. People call me all the time. They call me, "Hey Jim, you're a pretty good outsourcer. You got any ideas?" And I'll give them some you know, recommend some vendors for them. That's what we do out here, isn't it?
That's what we do.
And I'm sure as a consultant, you're passing those kinds of things along that you're hearing from other people.
I am. A thing that we do watch in my computer field over the years is, you know, our labor departments in different states don't like certain things. They don't like you to have a contractor that should be an employee.
You can't. You do have to pay attention to who's paying the payroll tax. You're exactly right.
Yes.
They don't mind you having a contractor. They just want to make sure that if you don't pay the payroll tax, that you haven't that you haven't fired an employee and brought them in. Yeah. The work situation hasn't changed. The paying situation has changed, right?
Yeah, and they want the person to have multiple clients and maybe letterhead, and there's a bunch of things that they look for, and you've got to pay attention to it.
And what Pat and I are talking about is not that at all. We're talking about real, serious, justified outsourcing to real live businesses, not just people.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, give us that website quickly one more time.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back again real soon?
I will. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Pat Sigmund, ladies and gentlemen. Patricia Sigmund is the name on Six Steps to Creating Profit, her new book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.